Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you today?
I am excited, Jeff. It's going to be an awesome episode.
Well, today we're going to break down an Adventures by Disney episode, a very specific trip. I know it's a trip that is near and dear to your heart, so why don't you introduce it for everybody that's listening so that we know exactly what we're diving into today.
You bet. So we've done episodes on Adventures by Disney before, and those of you that have heard them, you know that I love to travel with them, and I definitely consider it the ultimate mommy vacation. It's the time that I don't have to be the planner and the one sending everybody in directions. I actually get to be on vacation too. And my daughter actually picked the Adventure by Disney to Peru for her college graduation trip. So we celebrated with her in Peru. We made some great friends. I'll give a shout out to them because I'm excited. I'm going to be seeing some of them on the Danube this year, getting together again. But I am even more excited to say that in a partnership with the Wordy Traveler, I'm going back to Peru in August of 2022. And for those of you that love to travel, but haven't maybe gotten everywhere that you want to be, I encourage you to check out thewordytraveler.com. They are a quarterly subscription box, and each quarter is all about a different destination. And as their name implies by Wordy, you either pick a fiction box or a nonfiction box. You get three books on that part of the world that they're traveling to, and some extra little tchotchkes and items that are from that area, but even more important, all of their extra inclusions in the box have some great story behind it and a great place that they help support. Everything from battered women's shelters and places that work against human trafficking, and they're buying these products to help support those great philanthropic causes.
Very cool. Okay, so you had mentioned that you're traveling with them, and obviously when we talk about Adventures by Disney, a lot of the destinations that they travel to are bucket list destinations, right? We've done a little bit about Adventures by Disney, but why don't you give us the basics of Adventures by Disney, and then we can go specifically to this Peru trip that you're going to go back on so that we have an idea of what we're talking about here.
You bet. And I think the most important thing that we always get asked and we get out of the way right away is these are bucket list trips that don't include a Disney destination 99% of the time.
Correct.
Over 50 destinations. We can now say that we go to 7 continents because they added Antarctica this past season.
Nice.
Everything from things in the U.S. that you might be interested in, the Grand Canyon, Wyoming, California, to, again, every continent. Maybe it's the Great Wall of China, the Great Barrier Reef, Scotland, Iceland, Greece, a South African safari. They've got it all. So what makes it Disney is the storytelling, the experience, the exclusive access, and it wouldn't be Disney without our absolutely phenomenal adventure guides that are with us through the whole tour, making it truly the vacation of a lifetime.
Talk to us a little bit about the itinerary that you're talking about specific to Peru. What are the things that we're going to do? And I say we, wishing that I was a part of it, but what are the things that someone would do if they were taking this Adventures by Disney trip to Peru?
You bet. And that's one of the things about the adventure is that they're going to include all of your interior transfers, and they're going to get you around the country so that you really see the highlights. So they kind of start you off. There's some altitude changes for Peru. You fly into Lima Airport, which out of the U.S., you can get nonstops from so many gateways, super easy to get to, which is why they start in Lima. Even though you're just arriving, spending the night in the hotel, and the very first thing you're doing the next morning is getting up and flying off to Cusco. Once you get to Cusco, it is definitely known for their textiles and weaving. And we go to this wonderful preserve where this technique has been handed down from generation to generation. And you can watch these women weave and learn how they weave and the great pride they have in their work. It's just incredible to see, and it's definitely day one, and I'm already adding to my suitcase with souvenirs because you will have the chance to purchase their incredible work.
Okay, so that's just day one.
That's day one, and we haven't even checked in at the hotel yet, and I will say that the hotel that we stayed in there is probably in the top three places I've stayed everywhere I've been in the world.
Wow.
Soli Luna Lodge and Spa is incredible. Instead of being your traditional hotel, everybody has their own little casita just for your family. And so you really feel like you have this home, not that you're in a hotel room. Just beautiful grounds, everything. You can just take it all in. The tranquil setting is incredible. And my daughter's favorite part of Soli Luna, even though it was June, so it's what we're used to as summer, it does get a little cold at night. And when you get back to your room at night as part of the turndown service, they have hot water bottles in your bed to heat the sheets. It is just incredible. And we, of course, had to order hot water bottles off of Amazon to replicate that for months after we got home because it's a great experience.
Now, one thing before you go any further with this specific itinerary, because you know, maybe somebody's listening for the first time, maybe they don't know a tremendous amount about you or me. You've mentioned your daughter a couple times about this trip. Talk to us about the age-appropriate nature of this specific trip.
So every Adventure by Disney is a little bit different. And I'm also going to put a plug out there now to say those of you going, I don't want to be with kids. Good news. Every adventure has dates that are adult exclusive departures. Peru happens to have 15 adult exclusive departures coming up in the next 16 months.
Okay.
They have what they call a minimum age and a suggested age for adventures. And that throws people sometimes. So for Peru, the minimum age is 4. So your child must be at least 4 to be able to travel with you. The suggested age is 8 and up. And the reason is if your child is 4, 5, 6, or 7, there are certain activities that they will not be able to participate in. There will be alternates for them, but something that you might consider a highlight, they can't participate in. And if they can't participate, it does mean one parent needs to stay with them for the alternate activity.
I jumped in there just because I think that's an important distinction because, as you said, there are certain travel dates that are adults only and there are recommended ages and minimum ages. So for people that have never done it before, that's something that they definitely need to know going into the whole thing. So you kind of outlined the first day. You talked glowingly about the hotel, which is an incredible amount of high praise from you doing with the amount of travel that you've done. What else about this trip makes it so fantastic?
So even still on that original, I kind of call it day one, even though it's day two, it's really day one of all your activities. The Soli Luna does a welcome dinner for you that is an unforgettable experience. They do, it's called a pachamanca, where they dig this large pit and they roast your food in the pit under rocks and burlap. And they do, in addition to watching them do that, which is an incredible thing on its own, they then have stables on property and they do this very large choreographed dance and horse show that's simply amazing.
Obviously, when you're doing an Adventure by Disney, you're hoping to see as much of the culture as possible. It sounds like within the first day and a half of being there, you're smacked immediately with just a tremendous amount
of culture.
And that's
it. As much as we know that Disney is a storyteller and animation and theme parks, when we talk Adventures by Disney, Jeff, you definitely nailed it. They're about realistic experiences and immersing you in local culture.
Okay, so that's day one and a half or day two, so to speak. So, I mean, I guess it would be crazy for us to try to go through day by day unless that's the route that you want to take. It sounds like it would be impossible.
I'm going to give some highlights of each day, and it's hard just to pick one or two because they are amazing. Now,
Sure, yeah. The
next day I will say I come home with my story and I tell people that I whitewater rafted on the Amazon. It's not quite the Amazon. It's the Irabamba River, which flows into the Amazon. So technically, I'm on the Amazon.
Sure.
And I do love rafting. I've come to really enjoy that on our trip. Like all of the adventures, that evening has a special junior adventure movie night. So a chance for the kids to break off if they want. They do not have to. But that's always a great bonding time, and the kids really enjoy it again. We've been traveling with Adventures for almost 10 years now, the way that I can keep track. My passport is up for renewal. and so it was nice for me when Annie was a little bit younger, that junior adventure program really lets the kids bond. So you create this family time, but also some vacation time if you're a single parent or a couple where you're all good.
Nice.
Again, so much culture here. So the next day, we did the salt mines of Maras. We did a cocktail making class that was about making pisco sours, which are the signature drink of the area. The junior adventurers did a specialty pizza making. And then it was followed up by a great cooking demonstration from their absolutely amazing chefs.
Nice.
Day five is really what a lot of people pick this trip for, though. While I loved it, there were just so many highlights. I can't say it was the true highlight. You're going to board a train and head up to Machu Picchu. And the train ride is great. The scenery is amazing. Again, if you've researched getting to Machu Picchu, you can't just drive right up. So for us, it's a train to a bus and then a teeny tiny hike to get in. But definitely worth it, and absolutely beautiful views and opportunities to hike all over, and then lunch right there at the Sanctuary Lodge at the base of Machu Picchu.
All of these arrangements to get to these specific places and these specific experiences, it's all taken care of. It's all a part of what you're doing because you're traveling under the Disney umbrella. They know what needs to be done. They have boots on the ground, so to speak, to make all these things happen so that you're getting to Machu Picchu and you're not worried about how to do it. It's just happening for you because you have adventure guides with you to make it happen.
That's exactly it. So two quick points about it. Your adventure guides, you're going to have two adventure guides with your group. Typically, one will be U.S. based, but one is based where you're traveling. So we did later in the tour, as we were driving, our motor coach actually went past Harvey's house, our other adventure guide. They literally live where you're going. And the second thing is, as much planning as you do and as confident as a person in a traveler you are, you still don't know, when I get off, do I go left? Do I go right? There's right, still yeah, that yeah. element of reading and looking. And here, you're just following along and it's seamless. And you really, I've talked about this before. While I hate to talk about the value of your time in terms of money, the reality is what you're able to do in a day and get some downtime in to recharge because your adventure guides have everything handled is just amazing.
Okay, so you've got all the way to Machu Picchu, which you said for a lot of people is the highlight, and it's definitely one of the reasons they choose this trip. Is there anything on the back end of this trip that you want to mention before we talk a little bit more about, you know, pricing and adventures as a whole?
Of course. How could there not be? Day six, we go shopping in the Pisco Market. And again, leave room in your suitcase. There's just so much opportunity. I have an alpaca shawl that I bought there that I wear all the time. And it's those things that bring on those great memories. Then we do get to go to an alpaca farm. So you can get up close, feed the alpaca. Switching hotels, obviously, we're in a new spot. We're going to head to Stones of Sacsayhuaman. And again, this is a very active trip. Be prepared to hike. If you're not prepared to hike, I will be honest, I went on this shortly after I tore the meniscus in my knee. Not the time to go hiking.
No.
There were some hikes that I didn't do fully and some that I did just much slower than others. And they're very accepting of that. Like all adventures, there's some on your own time. So in Cusco, I personally did a phenomenal chocolate making workshop. And there is an absolutely beautiful church there to see. So we toured the church. And again, not only is it highlight after highlight, but they leave you with some incredible experiences. Our very last day, we did a farewell lunch at Casa El Aga. And it's a 16th century colonial mansion that I've never seen anything like this. It's kind of in the middle of a cobblestone street, and you look up and the front door is about three stories high. So when they open the door, it literally opens that full height. It's amazing. And they bring you in, and they've got special musicians there, again, immersing you in that cultural music and dancing. And you just leave on such a high note. You get to have lunch in this beautiful area. Lots of great things. And again, Adventures leaves you with memories forever. One of the reasons that I really wanted to do this show is, as I was putting things together for our friends over at the Wordy Traveler, going through my personal pictures, my personal video, again, with Adventures by Disney, all of your photos are included, kind of like PhotoPass. You're able to download them. And then we also had a lot of great video of our whitewater rafting. So being able to kind of look back at that again. I don't go back and look at my vacation pictures as often as I should, because I should remember on a day when I'm a little blue, there is nothing to lift your spirits quite like looking at these phenomenal memories.
We should point out that it's not all inclusive. There are certain things you've got to cover on your own. Give us, we've done it on other shows and we've talked about Adventures. Give us the rundown of what is not included when you purchase
this. It's going to be pretty limited. It is your airfare to get there and home, but all of those interior transfers that we talked about are going to be included. Typically with an Adventures by Disney, those adventure guides that we talked about, your guide gratuities are not included, but a bonus for booking with our agency is we do give you a check to cover those. So our price is the same as if you call Adventures by Disney yourself, but we give you that extra bonus for allowing us to be part of your vacation experience. And then there's a little bit of on your own time. Again, if you choose to sit by the pool or take a nap, no extra fee. If you choose to head to the spa, and again, if you've been listening to our shows, you know that's where I've gone. The spa, some of the extra churches, the chocolate museums, all of those extras that you do on your own are certainly expenses on your own, but they really cover your meals, your admissions, everything. It is so close to inclusive. This trip happens to have 17 meals included.
Wow.
So you can see in that 8 days, they come very close to covering just about everything.
Let's talk a little bit about the price. And then we talked why it's important to book with this experience and definitely through Easy Diz. But let's talk about the price and why, in addition to the gratuities and things like that, why it's something that we should definitely not book on our own and rely on a travel specialist for.
You bet. So one of the interesting things, obviously, because we talked about how this is not at a Disney resort, you're staying in hotels that aren't owned by Disney. And one of the things that impacts all of the Adventures by Disney prices is definitely your hotel stays. And when you look at this area of the world, it is a less expensive area to be. So interestingly enough, you can actually do the Peru adventure or the Costa Rica adventure for less money than you can do the Grand Canyon or Yellowstone. So again, prices vary. Adventures by Disney uses what we call dynamic pricing. So there's a maximum of 40 people on every adventure. They do offer early booking rates, but those are limited because the first person to book is always going to pay less than the last person, kind of like an airplane. The more seats in the tour they sell, the higher the price goes. And these tours start at $4,500 a person in 2022 with the early booking rate.
The question remains, why not book this on your own?
I think it's like everything else. I'm going to say to you, sure, you can definitely book it on your own. But when you have a problem at midnight and your flight is leaving at 6 a.m., I can tell you Adventures by Disney isn't answering their phone. Our team is. Gotcha. Our team is also talking to you about some of that on your own time has details that either have to be booked in advance or opportunities that you're going to lose out on. We're going to do that for you. Adventures is not. If it's available once you're there, your guide will help you. But a lot of the experiences that we work on booking for our guests are limited to 1 to 3 families. So those are things that we book in advance so that you don't miss out on anything. And then the obvious of the gratuities. So besides ultimately being money saving, you have somebody working for you and on your side that knows your family. So it's really a win-win.
And I'm going to go ahead and say this part, because I don't work for EasyDiz. The reality is, when you do a vacation like this, you're doing it because you want the people that you're traveling with, the company that you're traveling with, to take care of things so you don't have to think about certain things on your own. Disney does so much of that. And what Disney's not going to do, EasyDiz by Instant Impressions is going to do. A total selfless plug on my part. Anytime that I've traveled with your company taking care of my travel accommodations, I haven't had to think about anything. I haven't had to worry about anything. And I think that when you're traveling, especially in something like this, an adventure, it's priceless. And it costs you no more money than if you were to book without your company. So why wouldn't you take advantage of that extra layer of care that your company provides? I just think it's a home run.
Well, thank you. We love to work with you and all of our guests. And it's definitely one of those vacations you want to start planning soon. And again, there are still 17 departures remaining for 2021. There are 24 departures for 2022, including 2 that will be there over Christmas, 1 that's over New Year's, and as I mentioned earlier, 15 adventures that are adults only. So all 18 and up if you're looking to get away without children.
Any last minute thoughts you want to share with anybody as far as the particular trip that you're going to take, or anything else about adventures that you think would be helpful?
You bet. Just like any international destination, it's important that you know the things that you need to be able to get there and be successful there. So we talk to people about making sure your passport's going to be valid for 6 months after the return, that it has 2 blank pages, that the elevations in Peru are not what you're used to. So we highly recommend talking to your doctor about getting medication to help you adjust to the elevations so you can thoroughly enjoy the trip. But again, this is truly the opportunity to cross one off your bucket list, and you won't regret it.
Sandy, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about this adventure today.
My pleasure, Jeff.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share, have them like and subscribe. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at EasyDiz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.